call to order the April 25th, 2022, 6 o'clock regular town council meeting. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Matt Czarnecki.
Present.
Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And Clerk Treasurer Michelle Miller is present.
Before we start our prayer and everything, Paul, I'm going to let you get up there for a second before you start our prayer.
This ain't much or nothing like that. I've been wanting to try to give you one of these things. Here's a memory of being the past president and council member. That's our old town logo.
Oh, it is.
I wanted to give you one.
So thank you very much. Thank you.
The old logo, yes, sir.
What happened to the old display that was in?
It's in my office.
In there? That dates a while back.
That's right. But we appreciate you always coming here and representing St. John Paul II and also being a part of our community. So I thank you. So with that said, Paul Rose is going to lead us in prayer and we'll follow by the pledge of allegiance.
You know, when I was just going to pray, it was a pretty easy task in this day and age. You look what's going on in the world. You look what's going on in our country, in our small communities, and it's worrisome. It really is worrisome. I don't think any one person has the answer. God has the answer. And spend a little time putting my thoughts on the paper here. It'll just take me a minute to pray this prayer with you.
Sure, absolutely.
Just quiet our spirits and ask God to listen. Father God, our Creator, source of all life and beauty, thank you for all you've blessed us with. The beauty of your creation, the sun, the moon, the sky, the stars, the water you provide to nourish the plants to sustain us. We thank you for the miracle of human life. Your blessings are abundant. Guide us all in our actions and decisions to protect and respect your creation, and most importantly, all human life. Help this town council by giving them the wisdom of your Holy Spirit to protect our residents, ensuring they have opportunities to enjoy the blessings we've been given and freely pursue happiness, good health, prosperity, and the environment, and of peace and security. May this council and all municipal employees be blessed with God's guidance and support. May this community prosper and families grow in a wholesome, safe community strengthened with God's blessings. Father God, we only ask for this and never forget you are the source of true peace, joy, and happiness. May this town be abundantly blessed. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Now, I hate to run off the meeting to go.
All right, I ask for a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second? Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Any comments from the public this evening? Looks like none. Approval of the minutes submitted by our clerk treasurer, also known on our website. Motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Ordinance and resolutions. We got ordinance number 2022-OR-008, an ordinance amending the traffic code for the town of Sellersburg, Indiana.
Charles, is this you or Jay?
I'll look at both. Down the street here on New Albany Street, we have a preschool growing minds down here. Very large attendance, very large preschool, very rich community. Speaking with the owners down there and the teachers, there's some concern about the traffic or the school zone down there. So going back through the ordinances, we do have an ordinance on the books for a school zone for that area of New Albany Street. It doesn't line up with the time of the pickup and drop off for the current school. It's a leftover from when that used to be the elementary school for Shill Creek. So what you have before you is an update, an amendment to that original ordinance that established that school zone. And what it lists in here is North New Albany Street, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9:30, 11 a.m. to 12:30, and 2:30 to 3. What you don't see in here is a speed limit number. I'm going to leave that up to discussion of the council and what you want to set that as. This current speed limit for New Albany is 25. So from a school zone standpoint, if you want to do 15 or 20, it's really kind of up to your discretion. I'll go back to Jake on that.
Pure discretionary. I was trying to have some technical difficulties here, but there's one other road that you all have designated as such as being within school speed zone. You all have set that at 10 mile an hour. So if there was some consistency across the board, you know, again, every road is a little bit different, and it's the Bureau's discretion entirely.
What are the times again, Jake? I mean, Charlie?
Sorry. It's Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., and 2:30 to 3 p.m.
8 to 9:30, bottom right hand corner.
So you probably are around more of these situations than most of us, so what's the normal speed for some of these other areas down in your neighborhoods?
The established speed limit is 25 miles an hour, correct? If you wanted to designate that as school zone, based on drop-off, pickup, and other times, my recommendation would be 15 miles an hour. However, my question would be, do you have the proper signage and notification of the school zone in that range that you want to change the speed limit?
That would need to be ordered. It hasn't been ordered yet because I was attending this and knowing what the speed limit is and what the ordered signs for.
And if you look at paragraph 2, it states that if you all do approve, the county manager is directed to install all necessary signage. And then because this will have a penalty associated therewith, if approved, Executive Secretary will publish this and come back in 30 days thereafter.
I think everyone, thanks Jake, I think everyone here is for the safety of the children and motorists in that area. I would definitely encourage a conversation with the chief to the general public outreach would need some time to adjust and have some education minus anything egregious in that area. I mean, the speed limit's already 25. So if you're speeding at 40 or 45, that's still a pretty significant violation. But, you know, one is doing 25, 26 miles an hour, we change the speed limit zone, there's proper warning and notification. I think it would be the chief and the officer's discretion, but we should probably have a little education period to let people know this is a large part of the day. It's not 7 to 8 and then 3 to 4, because you have a chunk in the middle where you're having those times off there too. So, and that runs year round. That's not like going to school. That would be my recommendation, 15. That would be too much further down.
But. Jake, where is the speed limit 10 at? What other school? I'm
trying to think of the other.
It's behind St. John Paul or Sheller's Avenue.
Thank you.
A little short street there, by the pool.
I think that's more of a secondary street back there. It's smaller, more of a, it's more of a more traveled road here. So I think 15 is a pretty good suggestion in my mind.
I agree. I've only timed them 10 miles an hour on my driveway.
Again, I've priced out pending quotes on flashing lights, school zone and flashing. That'll be on a timer. So
I like what they got down there where you see on Grandline. Grandline's elevator, right?
Yeah, so when school zone's on, it'll be flashing. Be set on a timer with that, so I've got a couple of companies that produce those lights. I'll get pricing on them.
Yeah. Right. So would you recommendation next to Scott said, maybe have you talked to the chief about this or anything yet?
Assistant Chief Adams actually brought this to me originally, and then the owner reached out to me about it and followed up on it.
Okay. All right. So for probably the betterness of things, for you to be able to order what you want, we're offering the grants on the 15 mile an hour. We can go on ahead, probably go on ahead past this thing, and then there's some other conversation that can be taken and do so. Right, okay. All right, so we're going to sit here and on ordinance number 2022-OR-008. Now therefore it be ordained by the Town Council of Sullivan, Indiana, upon amendment of the Town Sullivan Traffic Code. Section F, school speed limits of the penalty sections shall be amended to include the following roads with speed limits for certain times as listed here below. It's North New Albany Street from 130 North New Albany to 300 North New Albany Street. Speed limit will be 15 miles an hour. The time frame will be Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., 12:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Town manager shall cause to have the necessary signage installed notifying the public of modification. The signage shall be installed within public right-of-way per code of NDOT standards where appropriate. The executive secretary is hereby charged with the responsibilities of publishing this ordinance pursuant to Indiana Code 5-3-1, and said ordinance will take effect at 30 days after the date of publishing. I think also what we have I ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Motion by Scott, second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved.
I'll make a motion to waive.
So thank you. Got a motion by Scott, second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion for approval of second reading ordinance 2022-OR-008.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second
by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you. This evening. The new business is our MS4 notice of intent, known as NOI, to comply with requirements of the following requirements of the Indiana MS4 general permit number INR040000 to discharge stormwater runoff. This is something that I know this has been one of Charlie's pet peeves since he came on board, so Charlie, what do you have on?
This is just a compliance thing with a permitting permit from the state through MS4 permits within the Indiana Department of Environmental Management, noting where our watershed is discharged. It's a formality.
Good. As you all can see, there's all the storm sewer application here in front of you, and all the information that is needed.
This is just a public notice.
Yeah, so this is a public notice. This is the town of Sullivan, 316 East Utica Street, Sullivan, Indiana, intends to discharge stormwater into Muddy Fork, Elk Run, HUC 051401010703, Silver Creek, Pleasant Run, HUC 051401010805, and Jacoby's Creek, Silver Creek, HUC 051401010806. Watersheds and submitted a notice of intent to notify the Indiana Department of Environment Management of the MS4 entities intent to comply with the requirements of the Indiana MS4 General Permit INRO $4,000 to discharge stormwater runoff. This has been put in the paper by OHM on behalf of all the members of the SWAC, so. With that being said, we, nothing else, just letting everybody know what we've got going on.
Just public notice, being compliant about it.
Great job. Any general comments from the public out there? Staff reports, Charlie?
Just a quick reminder, we did complete flushing, so in front part of our system last week, of the water system. We did start down the Jerseyville side of the system this week, and we'll be doing that the remainder of this week. Invite everyone out to Shakespeare in the Park this Saturday, it's great for good weather. Right now, forecast doesn't look overly cooperative, but it's southern Indiana, if you don't like the weather, just wait, it will change. So we'll see how that goes, but Saturday at Wilkerson Park at 6:30, we have Kentucky Shakespeare Society doing a 85-minute production of Julius Caesar. We also have planned an ice cream truck, and we're still working on getting a food truck here, so. Anticipate hopefully have a good turnout to that, seems to have a lot of positive community reaction to that event, so. This Saturday, Wilkerson Park, corner of Buick Street and Walgreens. Paving's ongoing, they did some concrete, they're finishing up concrete work down on Broadway, and then the first is, the week after Derby, they're scheduled to start paving Lakeside, Silver Blaze area, Pop Broadway, Fern and Dole. So again, as they get a little bit closer on that, we're putting out signage notification. They'll start also doing concrete work on New Albany Street, we're paving the outside of New Albany. So I guess with the east, the west side of Buick, New Albany Street down, so we'll start the concrete work there. Start working north to the rest of town on that. That's about all I have for you right now. Like I said, hydrants, flushing is taking a chunk of time for me.
Probably got rid of that tree something over on Park Street.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. I will say, our flushing has gone very smoothly since we started. We've worked real hard at it the last 2 years, and flushing the system out to address the groundwater issues. For the first time, I can say, I can see firsthand the hard work that they've done.
Great, appreciate everybody's hard work and effort, and sticking with the program more than anything, thank you.
Do you have any questions?
Anybody have anything for Charlie today?
I just have a question, I've had more than one resident ask me with the flushing, and I think I said to you privately, Charlie, or asked you about the effect of taste of the water, water quality or odor, and I think your answer was no, so I just would ask you that question again.
Yeah, so quality, what's your definition of quality? Yeah, so I mean, it could have some odor. You could have a little bit of brown water, obviously while we're flushing, and yes, a little bit of odor as well. Obviously, when you, you know, when you, we open those hydrants, you start stirring up the water mains, any sediment that comes out of the minerals in actually current water, you start stirring up in there, which is obviously the reason we flush.
Just the best, and you know, just the best answer, best remedy for that is basically just running your water.
Running your cold water, the first point where, the first part where it comes in the house, usually an outside spigot or something near where your main feed comes in the house, you run your clear water for a little bit, because again, you know, as we're moving the water through the system, and depending on the resident, how often they turn the water on, you know, they may turn the water on, and it comes up into their line a little bit.
Right.
But they're not using it enough to flush it all the way out, so it might appear an hour or two after we've been through that area, and it's the discolored water that worked its way into their line, and it just didn't work its way all the way through their line. So again, you turn that cold water on, and it starts pulling back from the main, it'll flush it out within a couple of minutes, so.
Thank you.
All right. Lori and JTO, here tonight with us. No camera work duties, looks like, so we appreciate that. Unless we got the cameras, anything here, right?
Okay, you have two things for me. One is just the general summary. I'm not going to go over that, except to talk to you about the wastewater treatment plant change order number three, which is the larger packet that you have in front of you. The front page, actually the front, look at the second page, that's probably a little bit easier to decipher instead of digging through all the other language on the front page. So this is largely a change order for the anti-corrosion coating for the headworks and for the new power service, just the utility charge for the new power service there. So those, you know, those were the large components, as well as the changes for the telescoping valve and the digesters. Total is $105,311.24. That comes out to be, you know, 0.54% change in the contract. These were necessary to add for the longevity of the life of the headwork system. We talked with other localities who are now going back and adding the same thing. So granted, do it at the beginning, you know, instead of having to go back later. Doing it now will probably end up being a cost savings in the long run. And I think, I know that Charlie has talked to Jim about it, and I think maybe Brad
is. Yeah, we was in the meeting with Jim, and they kind of let us know, like you just shared with us, that there were some other municipalities and cities that had to go in and do this coating and everything, and if we could knock this out while we've got it dry and ready to put on, it'd be a great savings for us. It gives us almost, I think 18, 25 years, you know, working some extra longevity, so I think it was a great concept and a great way to move forward with it, so.
My question is, this wasn't in the original proposal?
It was not.
No. What was this one? Is it additional?
And then we also, I think this, this is found, I think found it.
I don't think it is, we'll go with telescope valve.
That is on here, it's just telescope valve change.
It's on there, but I don't think that's the one we discussed.
So that is, those are things that have happened so that we don't have to have, again, you know, additional issues later. And I think that it's just requiring a couple additional fittings. Again, one of the costs associated with that, unfortunately, too, will just be higher costs. So if you, I can't tell you what number page that is in there because they're not numbered. But there is a breakdown for that specific redesign of the digesters, of the telescoping valve for the digesters.
I found here, going to go with.
Okay.
Due to the conflict between the desired decanting elevation range and the digester tanks and the capabilities of the telescoping valves, the redesign was necessary in order to obtain proper functionality. The drain line needed to be lowered and relocated, and a small platform added to operate the telescoping valve.
So that's essentially an improvement to help with your laborers there, give them, you know, the space to be able to operate appropriately and safely.
Okay.
So those are the biggest items on there.
I have a question about the headworks, the anti-corrosion coating.
Sure.
What is the, without it, what is the life of it at this point?
So it can kind of be variable at that point. We have seen it be as short as about 10 years.
10 years.
Or it can be like, if you ended up having someone come in and, you know, tie into your system and they, depending on what they have, you know, that they are discharging.
Increased traffic on.
Right. There's just, it just provides a safety measure for you guys to not have to come back in the future and essentially redo your headworks. It protects, you know, it protects against just, it works is where all the stuff resides at the beginning.
So before flaking,
yeah,
the flaked concrete and different things like that, but this putting the adhesive on it, they're just seeing that there's just the longevity of it, and it's preventing some of those things, just as Lori stated, that you, sometimes we don't know what people bring in.
I understand, I'm just trying to get a...
Oh, absolutely.
Just trying to get a call, so 10 years minimum without it is the first answer. And if we decide that, okay, we're going to approve the change order and approve the $55,000, it adds 20 years to it?
We're hoping.
We're hoping.
So to give you an example, Randy, real world example for us, we've talked about hydrogen sulfide gas in our system, that breaks down the concrete metal in our lift stations and whatnot. Well, that hydrogen sulfide gas doesn't go away between lift stations and sewer plants. So obviously, the headworks being where that gas buildup is basically coming out of the system. The headworks is the first part where the sewer comes into the system. So like, we've had to go through and put coatings in some of our wastewater stations, our lift stations out in the field because of the hydrogen sulfide damage. This is basically putting that same coating on the receiving area of our sewer plant in the headworks to prevent those issues that we constantly are having in our fields from happening at our sewer plant.
Well, I'm just basically putting together, okay, if it's going to last 25 years, okay, maybe, you know, we don't know, it's all variable, like you say. Just trying to put a cost with it and what, you know, the additional cost would be. And I guess item number five, the utility charge for the new power service. It would seem like the power service would have been figured into the original.
Sure, so the reason there's this additional charge there is because the primary power feed it comes in under the road, and it was not concrete encased like originally. I don't think the intention was there for it. I don't think there was, you know, clear understanding maybe that it was going to be under the road next to, you know, water service lines, next to, I'm trying to remember what else is right there beside it.
Gas.
That, I sort of said gas, and then is it near, I think near one of the clarifiers too? And just for, you know, safety and full protection of your plant, we have always typically designed for those primary power feeds, especially if they're going to be under a traffic area to be concrete encased. It's just safer, smarter.
So the $20,000 is kind of, I guess, a better conduit, so to speak, something still will be under the road.
Yes, it'd still be under the road. It's just, it allows for full protection of, in the event that, you know, somebody goes out to drill a hole in the road to fix something and repay, they likely then won't hit your main power supply to your plant.
Or roll out, Rob. There's five items on here, and I understand two of them. That's the reason I'm asking questions.
Not a problem.
Thank you, Lori.
Sure.
Note that coating, it says on here, you know, it's 3,400 square feet of surface area, and it's three coats, so I mean, it's... Putting it on, I mean, I think you said it was almost like eight buildings.
Is it more than that?
12, I think it's 12.
Pretty big.
So I guess, so we're doing change orders, approving new money. Are we saving any money anywhere that you know about?
I don't know right now. That typically kind of comes up along the way. I'm not sure, you know, when we looked at the, I think it was the last change order that I brought to you guys, it ended up being a balance because there were things on there that were savings. And this one's kind of a cleanup of some little things and then adding in, you know, the points of major concern were obviously the telescoping valves, the anti-corrosion, and then the protecting the primary power feed.
Yeah, it just seems like in any project, it always takes longer and costs more, and I think that's where we are.
Sure.
All right, thank you.
Anybody have anything else?
I will note, the good thing is there's no change in schedule on here, so everything is still according to the original schedule.
Some of the things coming in, are there supply chain problems, or are we over that?
No.
I'm not going to answer, no.
No, we're not over that.
We're not over it?
Yeah.
No, but like I said, they've been massaging around the schedule and different areas of work to account for the delays.
Yeah, they've been able to know what their, you know, material delays are going to be and kind of move around and do some other things. And still be able to maintain it on schedule so far.
Thank you.
I mean, if you notice on the front page of this contract here, you know, changes in, you know, prices and things like that, it started out, you know, at 19,568, we're on at 19,803. So, you know, I mean, for a $20 million project, I mean, you know, we're like
1% of the change order.
Yeah.
Pretty good shape, so appreciate what they're doing, everybody else is doing, try to help us out, so. If there's no other question, I ask for.
Do you have any other questions I can answer on these for you guys?
I would just need approval.
Yep.
I'll make that motion.
I got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Terry, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, thank you. Anything else for us tonight?
That's it, I'm not gonna read everything to you, if you look at, all the updates are in blue.
No, thank you very much, Lord.
You're welcome.
Jake, you have anything tonight?
I do not.
Okay. All right, Matt, how about you, you have anything tonight?
Did you call me?
Scott?
Appreciate Charlie going out to my district with some questions and concerns, and it's that time of year, it's raining, rain harder, we have more and more storms, and I appreciate his, his team, Bart, going out and taking care of not just residents of my district, you can see them all over town, driving down the road, just sitting, Charlie's out there with a wrench, opening up the fire hydrant, I'm just grateful that we have something like that in our town to make sure things are getting done, but I know we can't solve everybody's problems, but we definitely try to improve quality of life for the residents across town. Other than that, I really don't have anything else, I want to thank him and his team for that, there, a lot going on for them, and I appreciate them taking the time, he's got some meetings this week and next week too, out there, so I appreciate that.
Terry?
I too want to thank Charlie and the water department for their, you know, the flushing they did this week. I think our water is probably cleaner, better than it has been in a very long time. They've been, I know they worked a lot of hours on it this week, so thank you for that. And we have an HOA meeting Thursday, Lakeside, people are welcome to attend that. It's in Moose Lodge. So if anybody is watching, visiting Silverglades or Lakeside, if you're aware of that, we'll be there with 7 o'clock in Moose Lodge. Thank you.
Randy?
I'd just like to thank, as always, the town manager, all the town employees for the work they do every day. Just like to just welcome springtime here, Shakespeare in the Park. Hopefully that does well for that, because I know a lot of people are excited about coming to it, and I believe it was Charlie's idea to get that going. I'd like to thank you personally for that, Charlie, and having it here at District 2 downtown, bringing some folks this way. I'd just like to, you know, I'm thankful to be a part of this community, and weather's getting better, kids are going to be out, so, just be mindful and what you're driving, and then fireworks. We're still working on fireworks, good fireworks coming back.
I have something in the works for that, I hope to hear something this week.
Well, Mr. Mobley, let's not get carried away with springtime, because the ground is looking like 28 degrees in the morning tomorrow. So you may need your scraper to scrape the ice off the window.
Just looking.
That's your version of spring.
Looking out there, looking out that way, just, you know. Thankful. And just the people that, you know, if you have problems, make sure we know about it. You know, we try to help out. You know, that's kind of what we're here for. We're all here for service. And that's why we do this. So just appeal to citizens. If you need something, if we don't know about it, we can't help. So just reach out. That's what we need. So that's all.
Okay. All right. Charlie and I, we discussed a little bit about our CCG grant opportunity. So we closed out our last round. And so we're very excited and hopeful. to move forward, continue to move forward to pave our entire community. I think we're about 80-85% there, so we graciously thank the governor's office and his staff and NDOT and everybody that's involved to show the support and their desires to help Sellersburg become a safer and a nicer community. So I graciously, you know, every time you just see something like this happen, it's just amazing to, you know, to think that our whole community, within almost hopefully a 5-year period, will be completely paved and we can get back on a normal routine and a budget, you know, with our moving forward and here in the next year. So it's one exciting thing that's always been on my plate. It was great to see. I took a walk through the police department last Friday. Nearing to the end, I believe they have a walkthrough next Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. So hopefully we'll be seeing our guys and gals in a new facility, and I'm really excited for them and for us as a community as a whole moving forward. So walked the road, the new road, over the weekend, and guys from Mack are doing an excellent job of getting all the drainage and everything in place. I would sit there and say I saw them moving a lot of the bigger equipment off, so I would say that probably within the, the next couple of weeks, maybe about Memorial Day, they'll probably start doing the treatment thing and start probably putting some asphalt down on this thing and get some of the work taken care of. So my hats are off to them. So I know redevelopment will be meeting here next week to discuss probably some new things. Our walls are all up on our second warehouse. I saw the looks so nice over on Bean Road where the old Zena building was, where they cleaned all that off. So I'm excited to see the direction that new ownership has moving forward for our town. So it's just a great opportunity, like I said, you know, even though it's probably going to be a little frosty in the morning, but spring is here, we're seeing a lot of things happen. So I appreciate everybody's hard work and due diligence on that. So, but other than that, that's all I have to say. Michelle, you have anything to add? Anyone else?
Right. Yeah, sure. Councilman McBoy, I just wondered if he got his tour of the new police station yet, or if he's still boxed out of that.
Actually, the chief gave me an invite today. I was unavailable, so he's also, I'll make it out there in something.
So you feel good about it, right?
I feel okay about it.
All right, you good? All right, with that being said, I ask for a motion to adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Got a motion by Matt, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
6:38. Thank you.